What we are going to do today is we're going to continue on with the series Seven Mysteries, the Seven Mysteries of the Bible. Right? And today we're going to look at the sixth mystery, the mystery of iniquity. Right? The mystery of iniquity. So please go with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we will read verses 1 all the way to 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Starting in verse 1, the King James Bible says this: Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Verse 5. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. And then verse 12, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. All right, notice verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. So the mystery of iniquity. So this is the mystery of the Antichrist. Okay, now keep in mind that a mystery is something that cannot be explained, but we are to believe it by faith anyway. Remember that according to Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. So now let's look at iniquity. All right. Iniquity. Iniquity is found 278 times. In 262 verses. The first verse is Genesis 15:16. Genesis 15:16. And the last is 2 Peter 2:16. All right, so let's go ahead and let's go to Genesis 15:16. And let's see if we can get a definition. You know, because when it comes to Bible study, right, there is something that is called the law of first mention. And what that means is you take a verse, you take a word such as iniquity, and you look to see the first time that it is used in the Bible. You get a definition from that, and then usually that will set the tone for what that word means throughout the whole Bible. But remember, that's usually. Context, context, context is the most important. All right? So Genesis 15:16. Genesis 15:16 says, "But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full." So we see that iniquity means gross injustice, wickedness. All right. So during the tribulation period, the 7-year tribulation period, which is the time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob is Israel. It's not the time of the body of Christ's trouble. All right, and you'll see Jacob's, or the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah 30, right, verses 4 to 7. But during this time, there will be a person who will arise and come to power through deceit. Right, look at Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11 and verses 19 to 22. "Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom. But within few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. But in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom. But he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. And then verse 22, and with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. All right, now, Daniel 9:24-27. This is dealing with Daniel's 70 weeks. Remember that a week is 7 years, okay? Seventy weeks are determined upon the people and upon the holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Now know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem until the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, 7 years. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblations to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, that and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. All right, so he is going to have a peace treaty with Israel. But in the midst of that week, at the 3.5 year mark of the tribulation period, he is going to break that covenant. So those that do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupted by flatteries. Daniel 11 again, and verses 32-37. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. They that understand among the people shall... And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will. And he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. So he is going to magnify himself above the God of heaven. Imagine that. So In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says that he will be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. So, iniquity was working in Paul's day. Now, with the worship of Roman emperors as God. Do you know what Augustus means? You know, Augustus Caesar? You know what Augustus means? Augustus means reverend. But whose name is reverend? Look at Psalms 111. Psalms 111, and we'll read the whole psalm there, so you get the context. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. All right, so the Lord, notice, Lord is all caps. All right, that is God himself. All right, so the context is the Lord. Now, verse 2. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and in uprightness. Now, pay attention to verse 9. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Holy and reverend is his name. God's name is reverend. And if you're one that, you know, you're a pastor, but yet, you know, you call yourself reverend, I want you to know that you are stealing God's name. So now, iniquity is still at work today. How is Satan doing this? He's doing this by power, signs, and wonders. All right, look at 2 Thessalonians 2. Our text verse, verse 9. 2 Thessalonians 2. Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. So, Satan is doing this through power, signs, and wonders. So, take for instance, the charismatic movement. This movement has already moved away from the Bible being the authority. And they've moved to signs and wonders being the authority. An example of this would be the gift of tongues. They teach it as a sign of salvation. But tongues is not, speaking in tongues, right, is not all that gibberish that they do. You know, the blah, 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 all that. Speaking in tongues, tongues is a language. Like English. So they say that if you don't speak in tongues, you are not saved. But, you know, we're not to be looking for signs anyway. You know, signs are for the Jew, according to 1 Corinthians 1:22. The Catholic Church is also big on signs. They make the sign of the cross, which is actually an upside-down cross. So think about that. It's Satanistic. And, you know, when they're done making the sign of the cross, they kiss their hand. The sign of Satan is a kiss. Remember when Judas Iscariot kissed Jesus as a sign it was him, so that he would be arrested by the Roman soldiers? And you'll see that in Matthew 26, verses 47 to 56. Now, and also, when they do their communion, you know, the wafer that they eat, they actually believe that it becomes the actual body of Jesus Christ. And the wine or whatever it is that they drink, they actually think that it turns into the real blood of Christ. Now, that's called transubstantiation. And you know what that teaches? That teaches cannibalism. So signs are for the Jews. We're not to be looking for signs, right? Like another sign, you know, we're not supposed to be looking for, you know, but people say that the rapture is going to happen, you know, because I believe it's April 8th, you know, there's supposed to be a solar eclipse. And it's supposed to pass through all these cities in the U.S. that are named Nineveh, you know, and it makes an X, you know, and whatnot. And so the rapture is going to happen at that time. You know, we're not supposed to be looking for signs. Signs are not for us. They're not for the church. What we are to be looking for is for the Lord's return. To come get us, to call us home. That's what we are to be looking for. Not any signs, no blood moons, no earthquakes, typhoons, volcanoes, whatever the case may be. No. We are to look for the Lord's return, and that's it. Look up in the eastern sky. Amen. All right, so now notice verse 7, For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now, I want to say something here. The word let. Let. It is found 1,511 times in 1,219 verses. The first, Genesis 1:3. Last is Luke 20, verse 14. Okay, so let it could mean to allow. All right, let me get that there. All right, let could mean to allow, or it could mean to hinder. Okay, so what it means here is to hinder. So he is being hindered until he be taken out of the way. All right, so what's going to happen here? What's going to happen here is that there is going to be a pope that is going to be killed. And then Judas Iscariot, who is in his own place right now, hell, his spirit is going to come out of hell and is going to enter into that pope. And then he is going to be the Antichrist. Okay, so until he be taken out of the way, right, is the Pope. The Pope is the one that is working iniquity right now. Okay? So, that is the mystery of iniquity. Also, let me just say with this, that there is a very, very common teaching that he be taken out of the way, until he be taken out of the way, is speaking of the Holy Spirit, right? So, you know, they say that the seven-year tribulation period cannot start until, you know, the Holy Spirit is taken out of the way. But that is a false teaching. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. It cannot be taken out of the way. In the seven-year tribulation period, he will have a ministry. Speaking of the Holy Spirit, he will have a ministry in the seven-year tribulation period, but it won't be a sealing ministry like he has right now, you know, in this church age, right? So that is the mystery of iniquity. You know, my prayer is that this teaching was a blessing to you and a help to you. You know, and I pray that it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. So please continue to, you know, to pray for us and you know, for this Bible study, for our podcasts, our families, ministries, whatever the case may be. All right. And also, if you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You know, you can go to our Facebook page, Facebook pages, Facebook groups, YouTube channels, whatever the case may be, and just let us know. You know, and rest assured, we will pray for you. All right. Until next time, God bless you.